Hello, guys, and really would like to talk today about the shootings in Ohio there, and just about to talk about, like, you know, how bad it is right now in the U.S. that everybody's just, you know, shooting each other. It's really horrible situation we are in right now. And really afraid to go, I guess, to even a store, shop, you know, nowadays. Because you never know, you can be shot, you know. And we never come back from the Walmart, you know, Walmart store. So, sorry for my English. You know, it's not so good. I'm from Europe. But I'm here right now in the U.S. My home is U.S. And this is my first video, of course, like recording. I mean, so we'll be talking about shootings nowadays, you know, and really what needs to change, I guess. And then, you know, needs to be changed something, I guess, either the laws, gun laws. Who disagrees, maybe then need to do a mental illness check more, like, you know. Like, make sure people don't have the past, like their past, you know, with all kinds of violence and things like that. So that's number one. You cannot issue any license to them, people like that. No, it's a big no-no. Another thing is to create something. I guess that's the main reason for this show right now. To create something like, I don't know, like when it shoots, let's say it's someone's shooting, and there will be some kind of mechanism that it will count, they'll see that, you know, kind of track or record that they actually shooting, someone's shooting, then they will like a camera. It would be something similar, like a camera, like a dome, like you see always in Home Depot. They have, like, on the ceiling, like a big dome. So something like that. There will be plenty of them throughout the ceilings, like a security system where it ignites when someone shoots. And maybe like it shoots like electrical shock, like, you know, maybe like some kind of like electric gun they have, something similar to that. So maybe you guys have an idea what it can be, just let us know, and I guess, you know, we'll find out shortly then. So send your ideas, and then anything else you think of, how and when, I guess, and how everything needs to be changed to stop those shootings so it doesn't happen anymore, or if it happens, it stops right away where the shooter cannot spread and shoot like a lot of people. So that's why, you know, that protection that we need to protect our people and freely go to any, like, you know, shopping centers to shop, buy food for groceries for their families, and not be afraid to be shot and never come back home to see their daughter, to see their son, mom, you know, anyone, friend. So really, guys, think about it. And of course, people need to work on it as well. Like, if you see something, say something. So that's what it says everywhere. And that's what you have to follow. So we'll do a little break. And guys, just come up with some kind of ideas what can be done to stop this. So no more shootings. Okay? Thank you, guys. I'll be waiting for your suggestions, answers, and ideas. All right.